We were talking to a few gentlemen, oh, I don't know, 10 minutes before Matt went on the air with his first newscast, and there were two Avon gentlemen and then an Olmsted Falls gentleman in that racquetball match. And here we are in Avon, pumping up Avon and talking about how great it is. They let the Olmsted Falls guys beat them.
Oh, the old Falls guy.
The old Falls guy came away with the win.
Must be something in the water over there. Look, maybe that's just the hospitality of the folks from Avon there. Let the visitor feel welcome.
All right, fair enough. I mean, I think you're saying that because you're kind of sort of an Olmsted Falls resident, right?
Yeah, just a little bit. I'm over in the township, pretty close. But I enjoy coming here to Avon as well. I lived over in these parts. First year I moved back to Ohio.
That's right. I forgot all about that. I forgot you guys lived here before you moved on over to Olmsted Falls. They're having an April member challenge here, an indoor triathlon.
I like that.
I love that idea. I'm not sure how far I'd make it in an indoor triathlon.
Swimming part's not so much for me.
No, I think the participation is what would get me going. But that's
I tend to sink a little more than I float when I jump in the pools.
I sink just as easily as you do these days, my friend. All right, enough of that. We'll bring in our next guest. We've got Pam Fechter joining us here. And Pam, the official title is Economic Development Coordinator. We've had you on several times before, and you know, every time we have you on, people always say, what's new and exciting in Avon? And I say, well, a lot. It seems like there's something new going up every 5 seconds. And, well, the first order of business is something that you certainly can't avoid, because the second you get into Avon, if you're coming in via I-90, is the gigantic mire that they've been building for a while now, and that's going up next month, right?
Yes, it is. May 14th, they're having their grand opening.
And it starts before that, though, because there's also a gas station which also serves as a convenience store. Now, that's actually going to open up before the store itself, correct?
That is. That's supposed to open up later this month, and then the official store will open up in May.
Which is interesting, just because I'm not sure if you've ever been to a Meijer before. You've been, haven't you?
Yeah, I've been to a couple.
I mean, the gas stations are, like, they're huge. Like, the convenience store you see at a Meijer gas station, it's really incredible. Well, I think it's cool that that's actually opening up first, because I'm amazed at how many folks around here had either never heard of Meijer, didn't know about Meijer, and I've always told them, look, you're in for a big surprise next month.
They really are. It's been exciting. It's been a number of years that they've been working on this project, and I would say that that's the majority of our phone calls. One is Meijer's opening, one is Menards opening. So we're glad to see them finally coming to fruition.
And Menards already rocking
Menards
and rolling,
Menards is rocking and rolling, and Chester Road is packed with cars. That should kind of slow down a little bit, but that store has been full every day since they've been open.
Well, the area across from Meijer, I know, has gotten a lot of attention before, right next to Levin, and a few businesses have already moved in over there. I know there's a smoothie place there. I think the last time we had you on, you talked about Beerhead, and
yes.
I was happy to see that that went in. I've not checked it out yet. Got to get down there. There's a gym over there, I know. There are a couple of openings over there, too, still, correct?
There are a couple openings still. I know that they're talking to a few folks, but nothing's been solidified at this time. But that turned out to be a really great development.
How's that typically work? When a business wants to maybe enter the Avon area, and it seems there's plenty that are, do they come to you first and say what would be a good area, or do they buy the plot of land typically first?
A little bit of both. Yeah. A lot of people will come to me with their due diligence already done on a site. They know where they want to be. They've already done their own research to know the zoning is correct. And they come in and go through the process of planning and then to building. We have a lot of folks that come in and say, what's available? And I think people will notice we don't have a lot of vacant buildings available.
Yeah.
We have a lot of land if people want to build.
That's okay. That's a good problem to have, though, right?
It is a good problem to have. And we figure anything that's good for Avon is good for the entire county.
Sure.
No question about that. Again, Pam Fechter, Avon's Economic Development Director, joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. And, you know, with all of these facilities going up, you know, that creates some other, I don't want to call them problems, they're more like issues, but good issues to have. And I know ones that we've drawn up before with all of these new businesses going up, especially off of that Learnagle exit. Some questions have come up as to what to do with the intersection of Learnagle and Detroit. I know the roundabout was talked about. Has there been any more to that?
There has. What you'll see this summer around August 1st, they're going to be widening Nagle Road from Middleton south to just before Detroit, pretty much at the Drug Mart entrance. They're going to be filling in those ditches and adding a turn lane in the middle in preparation for hopefully next year we're looking at putting a roundabout at Detroit and Nagle. We had such great success at Mills in 83. That's a very tricky intersection. There's some elevation changes, but we think that's going to be a good way to get people to just continue to move through and not have to sit and wait in the traffic.
And if you've been through that intersection, you know exactly what Pam's talking about. There are certain times of the day, and not always your traditional traffic times. You go through there on a Sunday. You know, after a church lets out, we had Pastor Logan Thrasher on with us yesterday at Hope Christian Church. And, you know, there are certainly a lot of folks that go to that church when they let out. There are a few other things going on in that area. Traffic gets a bit heavy even on Sundays. But you were talking about some of the challenges that you guys are faced with in building a roundabout there. You know, there's a church right there on the corner, and I know a lot of that, you guys need to preserve that. And the elevation gets a little bit tricky as well. So is the idea or is the thought process now, you know, are you maybe thinking about building that roundabout a little further north? Is that the idea?
It's going to be a little further northeast, kind of to avoid the church. If we did a traditional intersection improvement, we would have to take quite a bit of the church property to do so. With that elevation change, we can put some fill in and kind of shift it a little northeast and still kind of preserve all the other areas around it.
Very nice. And, you know, that whole exit, it's crazy just how it's blossomed since they opened it up a few years back. And I remember, you know, when I first started working with the Crushers, they were still in the process of building that exit. And then the next thing you know, the Get goes up. And then after that, a few other things start to pop up. And now it's like there's a whole huge community going up over there. There's also a housing development going up near Meyer, too, isn't it?
There is. There's a West Wickham subdivision that is going up right behind Meyer. I believe it's about 20-some homes, and I think Ryan is the builder for that. Foster, a lot of people are excited because we've got Slimans coming in as well. They've gone through the first process. They're going to be located on Just Imagine Drive and Nagel right next to Getco. And they should be probably breaking ground sometime in the near future. And it's a neat concept. It's more of the Slimans Tavern. So it plays off of the original Slimans, but the tavern part, they do serve alcohol, and it's a little bit different than the traditional.
Okay. I was just going to say, I mean, it's amazing how fast everything's kind of come in here. I mean, since the Cabela's kind of went up, I mean, the Duluth Company went in, and the Slimans, the Swensons, the Culvers, everything's kind of popped up. Is it hard to kind of keep track of that as everything's coming in so fast?
Sometimes it's hard to keep track on the square footage or how many homes are in a subdivision, but I think it's exciting, and we're still very fortunate that a lot of stuff that we have coming in town is new to the area, or a similar twist on something that's in the area, but it's not the same old cookie-cutter things coming into town.
And while the residents may complain a little about the traffic, I mean, obviously they've responded greatly to these businesses being added. I know
they
many
have. And it's really helped us a lot to be able to take some of that kind of extra we have and put it into our aquatic facility, into our Every Child's Playground, into the Veterans Memorial that's been talked about. We're excited to give back. We're picking up more and more land as we can for parks. We're picking up some of the old historic houses that we don't want to see torn down. We want to keep that. We're here because of our ancestors. We want to make sure that their history is still with us.
That's very good. As the mayor kind of alluded to there in that soundbite I played from earlier this morning, I mean, those businesses allow you guys to be able to provide those things for the folks. And as a parent of two kids, I mean, I always know growing to the park is something that families really enjoy.
We've got a really exciting new piece coming in this year. Keep an eye out for it. It's, the mayor's been looking for that
nice
wow
tease.
Factor, and we think we found it.
Very cool.
That's saying something, because you guys have had wow factors the last few years, too, so certainly something to keep an eye on. You want to go back to Slimans for just a second here. You mentioned it's going on Just Imagine Drive near the Get-Go. How big of a facility are we talking about here? Is this, as far as square footage goes, how big is this thing going to be?
I just mentioned it was hard to keep track with square footage.
Okay.
It is actually a really good sized building. I'm going to guess, and I might be wrong, it's in the 7,000 square foot neighborhood.
Wow.
The elevation of the facility is beautiful. It'll be beautiful to see off of 90, and it's just a compliment to our area.
And I think it's cool, too. It's not just a place to go in to get a corned beef sandwich for lunch. It's going to be a tavern. So you guys are allowing them to really kind of open things up a little bit. And, boy, it speaks volumes about just not how that exit is opened up, but also along Chester. I mean, you know, looking at, you know, the Cabela's and the Duluth's and the Menards of the world. And I think the interesting thing about that particular stretch is that there's still room for more businesses out there.
There's still a lot of room for more businesses.
And the driving range, I know we talked about that a little bit the last time we had you on. I actually saw a real estate sign there as I drove by it on I-90 earlier today. Any recent developments there?
Not that I'm aware of. I know that there have been some conversations about trying to get some outlots sold. So still trying to figure out exactly what that main piece is going to be there. That's one of our most beautiful spots in town. Perfect green square. So it's open for lots of possibilities.
Yeah, great accessibility right there off the highway as well. There's no question about that. You certainly can't miss it. As a matter of fact, when I would drive by there, I'd worry that my car was going to get hit by a golf ball. Like, that's how close you are to the highway.
We are going to miss that driving range in town, but we understand that things change, and whoever moves in, I'm sure, will make it a very lovely place.
No doubt. Well, we talked a little earlier about how, you know, there's a new stretch of housing going up next to the Meyer that's going up, but also along Detroit. You know, for folks who are going to the Avon Commons area, I know there's a new development going up there as well.
There is. Across the street from Middleton on the south side of Detroit, we have a Bentley Park 2. So Bentley Park has been there for a while. You can access it off of 83. This is going to finish that piece. I think it'll also be an opportunity for residents in that subdivision to be able to get maybe to 90 a little bit quicker, not having to go through the congestion at Detroit and 83. They can now go down to the congestion at Nagel and go there. But we're making progress to get all these cars moving and get everybody where they need to be. And the developer in this project has put a lot into the intersection improvements, and we're very excited what they've done to help us help get our residents safely and quickly to their destination.
Very nice. Well, I've got to add at least one more thing here, because all of my Crusher friends ask me on a daily basis. They're always curious as to what might be going up around the ballpark. Of course, in recent years, the T3 facility has gone up over there. You know, the YMCA has been up, I think, since the first or second year since the ballpark was put up as well. And have there been any talks, you know, about what else might go up around the ballpark, whether it be just off Recreation Lane or just somewhere right in the general vicinity?
We've had a number of conversations, and we've talked with some businesses that are already there about maybe what we could possibly do. We've got some thoughts on some ball fields on one side. We have a speedway under construction right now at the top of Rec Lane and 611. We want to make sure that that facility in that area down by the Crusher Stadium stays sports. We want to make more outdoor fields and parks for our residents. I think they'll be excited to see there's a concert coming up on July 5th at the Crusher Stadium, and that's bringing some pretty big names to the area, so that'll be fun, and that'll help a lot of our local businesses as well.
Yeah, I'll be honest, I'm excited about Lee Bryce, Old Dominion going to be there, Colt Ford. That should be a lot of
fun. It's a full lineup. It's an all-day affair on July 5th.
It's going to be exciting. I mean, knowing, too, people from outside of Avon are interested in coming into Avon with everything you guys, not just the concert, but all the business that's going on here,
too. That is very exciting. It's a compliment to the administration and what they've done to keep a well-balanced community going.
Sure.
And just to throw in a little soundbite for us, if you ever want to know what's going on in town, if you go to allaboutavon.org, we've set up a new website for Visitor Bureau information as well as economic development, trying to give everyone a one-stop to look for everything they want to know in the city.
I imagine you're there.
allaboutavon.org, right?
Yes.
allaboutavon.org. Okay. Well, you answered a question I was going to ask you, but I want to know about the timeline of that new speedway, because, you know, the Crushers start here in about 3 weeks. So that speedway going up, I know it's caused a little bit of a backup with the construction going on, and it's going to cause a little more traffic, especially as we get closer to the season, because, as you mentioned, I mean, it's right there at Recreation at 611, where a lot of that traffic filters through going in and out. About how long is that expected to last?
That should be done shortly. What you're seeing right now is Speedway is having to do road improvements on Recreation Lane. Recreation wasn't constructed for truck traffic, and there is a truck fueling station as part of Speedway. So hopefully before the Crushers open, that road work is done. So then when they start building Speedway, the road will be open, they'll be out of the way, and we can kind of carry on with our summer as usual.
Very nice. And I know that the ball players are going to love that. They have an easy stop right there. Most of those guys could just walk down there pretty much. It's a pretty easy stop, no question about it. Pam, it's always a pleasure to have you on with us. Thank you so much for joining us. And you and I will get a chance to examine each other's golf game a little bit later on. The Superheroes for Kids in Ohio having a golf outing on June 22nd. We're going to have the fine folks from that organization on a little bit later on to talk about that particular outing. And I look forward to seeing you there. You mentioned
I just signed up my foursome, waiting for you to sign up yours. And last year they had a great turnout, great event, raised a lot of money for, they do wonderful things. and it'll be fun that day. And I'll look for your swing as well.
Oh, if I start swinging, you'll probably want to get way out of harm's way. And I'm not sure.
I'll be right there with you.
Yeah, I mean, when I swing, I don't really know where you're not in harm's way. So maybe get some body armor. I'm not quite sure, but I look
forward to
seeing you out there.
That should be a lot of fun. Thank you guys so much for having me, and thank you for coming out to Avon and spotlighting it. We're very proud.
No problem. Thank you, Pam.
Thank you very much, Pam. Again, Pam Fechter joining us here on Bullseye.